This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We've been doing a lot of listening in a series we're calling First and Main. We're listening to people in swing counties and swing states, hearing what's important to them as they make decisions this election year.
Today and tomorrow, we'll hear from two women in Winnebago County, Wisconsin, one Democrat, one Republican, both embodying the best of their state. You'll hear their Midwestern charm and this real spirit of self-reliance. Today, 37-year-old Jessica King, she became a state senator last year, swept into office in this wave of special recall votes. It was part of the larger political drama that saw Wisconsin's governor avoid his own recall. Jessica King made history. In part of her district, she's the first Democrat to serve as state senator since the 1930s.
You, possibly better than anyone, can talk about what it takes as a Democrat to win in, you know, a Republican part of Wisconsin. What was the key? How did you do it?
Well, I'm realistic. I represent approximately 160,000 people. And you have to ask yourself, when's the last time you remember 160,000 people agreeing on anything? Probably never. So then I realized, well, what's true? If I can get people to agree with me 7 out of 10 times, I'm probably doing a good job. Now, for those 3 times that maybe people think, well, my priorities line up differently than the senator's. Well, as long as I do what every 5th grade math teacher told me to do, which is show my work, explain it, people then at least respect me.
Jessica King is showing her work as the youngest woman in Wisconsin State Senate. She was chatting with us at a coffee shop in the city of Oshkosh. She has short reddish hair. She was wearing a business suit and was on the go, stealing bits of a muffin that was her breakfast. King's story began with a tough childhood.
My father really suffered from today what we call, post-traumatic stress disorder. My mother actually suffered from schizophrenia.
Her dad's PTSD dates to when he served on a destroyer in the Pacific before the Vietnam War. Two parents with disabilities, both hospitalized when their daughter was 4 years old. And so Jessica King was in and out of foster care. As a teenager, she got her first job working third shift at a juice box factory. She ultimately went to college and law school and went into politics. Her father got to see her sworn in last year.
My father's now in a wheelchair. He can't really move, he can't really talk anymore. But he still has a lot of cognition, so I know he knows what's going on. And he was able to be there that day, and it was a really exciting, excellent day for me.
No doubt her political views are rooted in her firsthand experience with social services. She benefited from Wisconsin's social structures, having grown up as a ward of the state, and her father lives in a public facility.
It is a county-run nursing home, and I think it's just an incredible example of how, in Wisconsin, we really take care of our people.
She is proud of Wisconsin, but over the past year, as the fight over whether to recall the Republican governor consumed the state, she struggled to recognize this place that she loves.
Before 2011, I believe everyone who had heard of Wisconsin or knew where it was thought, well, that's just the nicest place on earth. You know, that's the place we go to summer camp or we go to fish. And gosh, everybody I ever met from Wisconsin was willing to help me out or change a flat tire or help out their neighbor or go the extra mile. I mean,
That was the image.
That's it. That's who we are. We're really a happy, good-natured work ethic. We're ready to show up and be a team.
You seem to be saying that's changed.
What I'm saying is, can you imagine what it must take to make the nicest people on earth have the kind of demonstrations we've had in the last year and a half, right, to really be divided?
A lot of the Republican message today is very similar to that. This is not the country we know and love, so we want something different, so we should not vote for President Obama. Given that the atmosphere that you're looking at, how does he combat that message?
Well, I think people here in Wisconsin, they want to participate. They want to be respected. They want to appreciate that not only their voice, but their vote matters. And I think the best thing that, either of the presidential candidates, whether it be Mitt Romney or President Barack Obama, they will have to demonstrate a place for everyone at the table, define what everyone's role is in pursuing a better future, and then how their leadership will help build that. Because I think there's definitely individuals maybe within the Tea Party that say, you know, I don't matter. You know, you're taking resources for me, but I don't get to sit at the table. And that may be part of their frustration. You know, I don't pretend to know what motivates every individual out there. But I think it's a challenge for both of these candidates in this national race to explain how we all do this together, and is somebody shut out?
Too many people in Wisconsin feel shut out, Jessica King said, and there's a feeling that Washington is more obsessed with gamesmanship and less interested in responding to real concerns.
And I think right now the number one thing that I feel from my the population I serve, the population of Wisconsin, is they're really not supportive of people who are obstructionists. And I think the thing that is really understood right now is that Congress is functioning in a method of obstruction. They refuse to even attempt to agree. They are very much polarized and pandering, and no one here has time for that. And I think everybody appreciates that that's for whatever Barack Obama's challenges are, and for the challenge that the global economy has thrown our country. I think the issue comes down to, when you're passing out the accountability as a voter, are you more angry at Congress for being obstructionist than you are at one guy who's just trying to do the right thing?
When you say one guy up against all the members of Congress, but the one guy is the President of the United States, I guess I wonder, when you hear people saying, you know, in 2008, the President talked about these big changes, and now Washington seems even more partisan than it did a few years ago, can you blame people for putting some of the accountability on the President?
Well, I think voters will measure it out accordingly, in a sense. But then again, you have to balance it back with what the contrast is and what are your options. And when you see people in Washington playing games with something that is very real to them and scares them, they'll remember that. They remember that. And honestly, in Wisconsin, the blame game doesn't go too far, because at some point you have to be self-accountable for what you do.
Of course, in politics, there's a fine line between holding people accountable and playing a blame game. Whatever you call it, Jessica King has framed a key question for voters. Did President Obama fail to lift the country up, or did he get stymied by an obstructionist Congress? As she took a last sip of her iced latte, Jessica King got ready to head out for a day of campaigning. She is actually up for re-election already herself. She said she does like finding ways to forget about politics.
You know, I haven't met Mr. Wright, but I definitely, you know, I have those things that I care about. And I have a pet rabbit. His name is Irish.
Okay.
He's about 6 years old, and he's really good company. And I guess that's, you know, you try to find these opportunities to take the stress off a little bit. So I found a 1989 Cabriolet that required some tender loving care. And it was the car that Barbie had when I was 16. So,
very nice.
You know, I find my ways to have my fun, even though in this very serious time, everybody needs to have something they enjoy.
That's Jessica King. She's a Democratic state senator who represents Winnebago County, the swing county in Wisconsin we've been visiting. Our series First in Maine continues there tomorrow. We'll meet a woman who owns a lakeside fish restaurant and feels a personal connection to Mitt Romney.
He's ran businesses, many businesses. He did the Olympics. I mean, I guess I look at that. He knows what business goes through and what it takes to run a business. President Obama doesn't know that.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.